वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्र. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर टॉम गन. ठीक है, TOM टॉम GUNN गन. नाउ द डेट्स ऑफ टॉम गन आर फ्रॉम 1929 टू 2004. ठीक है, नाउ ही वाज अ इंग्लिश पोएट एंड ही इज पर्टिकुलरली नोन फॉर हिज एक्सप्लोरेशन ऑफ अनकन्वेंशनल सब्जेक्ट्स. ठीक है, अनकन्वेंशनल सब्जेक्ट्स लाइक मोटरसाइकिल गैंग्स. ठीक है, मोटरसाइकिल गैंग्स, देन ड्रग अब्यूज, देन होमोसेक्चुअलिटी, एंड ही एक्सप्लोर्स दीज सब्जेक्ट्स within the traditionally structured poetic style. But often he also combines elements of formal verse with a more contemporary and personal voice. Now, early in his career, Tom Gunn was associated with the movement group of British poets. ठीक है, the movement है, एक literary school का नाम है. And Philip Larkin was also a member of this. ठीक है, so that is why it is important. And earlier, Tom Gunn was also a member. And the members of the movement group, they valued clarity and traditional forms. And this is also evident in the early works of Tom Gunn. Okay? But keep in mind that later on, he moved to the United States of America and he also settled there. And after moving to the United States, he started to teach at Stanford University. And when he moved there, his style of writing poetry also evolved in very significant ways. While in America, Tom Gunn embraced a more free verse style kind of poetry. Okay? Free verse. And then, as I pointed out, he explored themes such as drug use or homosexuality. And in this phase of his career, two works are important. One is called My Sad Captains. Okay, My Sad Captains, which came out in 1961. Uske baad ek aur inka work hai, it's called The Sense of Movement. The Sense of Movement, which came out in 1957. Okay? And while he was in America, he also wrote on queer culture. Okay? Q-U-E-E-R, queer, queer culture. He also wrote on popular topics such as LSD and Hell's Angels. Now, Hell's Angels basically is a name of a motorcyclist group, okay, which was prevalent in the United States. Or LSD kya hota hai? Now, LSD is just a kind of drug abuse. Okay? It's a kind of drug that causes hallucinations. Okay? So, those people who are addicted to LSD, they are in a way drug abusers. So, Tom Gunn wrote on all of these issues. Okay? Then, afterwards, in the 1990s, another collection of his poems came out. It's called The Man with Night Sweats. Okay? The Man with Night Sweats. And this dealt with the AIDS epidemic that was ongoing there. Okay? The Man with the Night Sweats. And with respect to the Hell's Angel, जो मैंने बताया आपको, it was a motorcycle gang. इस पे भी एक poem है इनका. It's called The Motorcycle. ठीक है, ये नाम ही है पोएम का. एंड इट इज इंक्लूडेड इन द वॉल्यूम कॉल्ड मोली, MOLY, मोली. एंड दैट केम आउट इन 1971. ठीक है, उसके बाद एक और वर्क है इनका, इट्स कॉल्ड बॉस क्यूपिड, BOSS, बॉस क्यूपिड. दिस केम आउट इन द ईयर 2000. ठीक है, एंड दिस इज बेसिकली अ कलेक्शन ऑफ पोएम्स दैट एक्सप्लोर थीम्स ऑफ डिजायर, सेक्सुअलिटी एंड ऑल्सो द कम्प्लेक्सिटीज ऑफ ह्यूमन रिलेशनशिप्स. ठीक है, सो दीज आर द काइंड्स ऑफ पोएम्स दैट यू विल फाइंड इन द वर्क्स ऑफ Tom Gunn. Now, after that, let me read out how a famous critic describes the works of Tom Gunn. Okay? Quote, Tom Gunn's work also appeared in the 1950s in a volume called New Lines. Okay? New Lines. And already, he had a distinctive voice in his depiction of the new young culture of leather-clad motorbikers, their attitudes and passions. His later poems in such volumes as My Sad Captains, okay, My Sad Captains, which came out in 1961, then The Passages of Joy, okay, The Passages of Joy, which came out in 1982, and then The Man with Night Sweats, okay, The Man with Night Sweats, which came out in 1992, show a growing technical mastery and an ever more uninhibited expression of gay themes, okay, an ever more uninhibited expression of gay themes. Tom Gunn has lived in San Francisco since 1960 and is one of the few English poets to have moved west. While retaining the detached, ironic viewpoint of the movement group of poets, he has a touch of American verve to which his poetry on AIDS, okay, AIDS, AIDS, brings a tone of sadness. His work called Boss Cupid, okay, Boss Cupid, which came out in 2000, is a collection about survival and triumph, tempered with sadness and memory, inspired by Cupid, which is generally referred to as the device master of our bodies. With it, Tom Gunn has gone beyond the AIDS tragedy and onto the everlasting affirmation of human passions and desires. Unquote. So this is how this critic describes the writings of Tom Gunn. So few things he points out. First of all, the names of his important works. One I told you already, The Man with the Night Sweats. Uske baad, My Sad Captains. उसके बाद बॉस क्यूपिड एंड ऑल्सो रिमेम्बर दैट अर्ली इन हिज करियर ही वॉज एसोसिएटेड विद द मूवमेंट ग्रुप ऑफ पोएट्स एंड आफ्टरवर्ड्स डेफिनेटली गो थ्रू सम ऑफ हिज इम्पोर्टेंट पोएम्स सच एज द मोटरसाइकिल ठीक है उसके बाद द मैन विद द नाइट स्वेट्स नाउ दिस पोएम इज अ नेम ऑफ द वॉल्यूम एंड ऑल्सो वन ऑफ द पोएम्स इन दैट वॉल्यूम ठीक है इसलिए कंफ्यूज मत होना एंड जस्ट रिमेम्बर दैट टॉम गन इज अ इंग्लिश पोएट हु इज नोन फॉर हिज अबिलिटी टू ब्लेंड ट्रेडिशनल फॉर्म्स विद मॉडर्न थीम्स ठीक है एंड इन फ्यू वर्ड्स इफ आई हैव टू डिस्क्राइब द ओवरऑल राइटिंग्स ऑफ टॉम गन लेट मी कोट अ वेरी फेमस क्रिटिक दिस क्रिटिक सेज दैट कोट गन्स वर्क इज ऑफन रिमार्क्ड ऑन एज बीइंग अ हाइब्रिड एज एन इंग्लिश पोएट हु वॉज ऑल्सो अ लॉन्ग टाइम रेजिडेंट ऑफ कैलिफोर्निया हिज पोएम्स combine a respect for traditional poetic forms with an interest in popular topics such as queer culture, LSD and Hell's Angels, unquote. Okay?